a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Let's play.
It's time for lyrical headlines, headlines, headlines that are lyrical.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Welcome back from the newsroom.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday.
Hello. Lyrical headlines a little bit different this week with Lingy being away. We're kind of taking it back to the old school.
Yeah.
To the old days.
Tom V. Loggy.
Yeah. If things get too intense, I apologise in advance.
Now, each and every week, you do have a theme.
Yes.
What is the theme this week?
I just thought, you know what? It's been a really heavy week with news and things going on at the moment. Let's have some songs that I hope will make people smile when they hear it.
Oh, that's lovely.
Okay, I've got two ideas already.
Okay, me too.
Bang.
Do not say them just in case.
No, I know. I've done that before. Lyrical headlines works like this. You will read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day job, as if they're news bulletins. We'll need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other person gets a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Loggy.
Oh, look at that.
I thought you might have gone for a Lingy there just to sort of...
No, we keep it smooth.
Okay.
No, I mean it's rolling.
Too much information. All right. Okay. Here we go. So it's the... Happy, happy themed edition of Lyrical Headlines. Question number one.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine.
It's Happy Pharrell Williams.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the first one I thought of. Say it. Say it. Okay. Good start. Strong start. Well done. That's
you saying that with your... words, but not your face.
Correct.
Okay. That look that you just got.
I know. Yeah.
Happy themed. Lyrical headlines. Question number two.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. I got this feeling inside my bones.
Go on.
Can't stop the feeling, Justin Timberlake.
Yes. Come on, Tom. Nothing I can see but you when you dance,
dance, dance. Feel good, good creeping up on you. I'm just as surprised as you are.
That's fine.
I'm just as surprised.
The least happy person I know.
I know. Right?
It's all right. Here we go. This one's for pride for me because you've already won best of three arrangement, mate. Let's go.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. I stay out too late, got nothing in my brain. That's what people say.
Loggy. Damn, I had it.
More lyrics, please.
Yeah. Right. I go on too many dates, but I can't make them stay. At least that's what people say. But I keep cruising, can't stop, won't stop moving.
Come on,
it's
Tom.
Like I've got this music in my mind saying it's going to be all right. I never miss a beat.
Come on,
I'm
Tom.
Lightning on my feet, and that's what they don't see. That's what they don't see. Players going to play.
Tom. Taylor Swift. I can't
shake
think of it.
Shake it off.
Oh, goodness me. I'm off my game. But, you know, that's a good consolation for me to know that I'm off my game and that's why you won, not because you were actually
good at the game.
So is that the reason?
I see.
Well, I'm hoping someone feels good after that.
It does explain. Doesn't it? What a weird round.
All right, I'm going to give you the winner sound effect.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And thank you, Beck, for Lyrical Headlines. Play next Thursday.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Now, I want to chat about Brody Jenner, okay? And you might know him best from The Hills.
Okay. Only you can let it in. No one else can speak the words on your lips. Treat yourself in words unspoken. Live your life with arms wide open. Today is where your book begins. What a show. I thought, I know that song from the meme of the kid in the car singing it through the window.
Right.
Is that song? That's that song, isn't it?
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I...
You know the blonde
believe,
kid.
I don't, but I believe in you. That's okay. Don't Google it now. Listen to what I've got to say.
Okay, I am listening.
No,
I
you
am.
Can't. You're writing. Anyway, Brody Jenner, right? So he's Kendall and Kylie's brother. But he's obviously a superstar in his own right. Oh, superstar's a big call. He was with Avril Lavigne for a while. Great. Anyway, he is now with his fiancée, Tia Blanco, and they have a shared YouTube channel, and it's called Brody and Taya, right? And
guys pulled up at the lights. One of the greatest memes of all time. Tell me you've seen it.
No. And that doesn't sound like a meme to me. A meme is a flat surface, non-moving
okay.
image.
No video that's memes.
That's a viral vid.
Oh, sorry. I'm the idiot.
You are. Anyway, so him and his fiancé and him and I, Brody and Tia, have a joint.
I'm definitely the idiot. It's fine. No, I get it.
Joint.
Story checks
have out. A joint show, video, whatever, right? And on this channel, they're talking about their new child, and Brody's like, hey, we've run out of almond milk, but what I found in the fridge is also tasty. And he's talking about, mate, I need you to look at me. Stop typing. You're typing in, is a meme a moving image or not? I know you. What are you typing? What?
I closed the window and I thought I'd like to get it back.
Okay.
So I am listening.
Annoying.
I know what he's going to, what you're about to say, that he's found instead of almond milk in the fridge and it's bloody expressed milk, isn't it?
It is. Right? And he said, no, I hear great things about breast milk. I hear it's very nutritious. I hear it's very delicious. I think it'll do.
It's also not for you, mate.
It's not for you. And then she's like, he's like, hey, can I have some of your milk? And she's like, yeah, I think it'll be really good for you. And then he's like, do you want a breast milk latte? And she's like, oh my God, I'm so excited. Oh yeah. God.
How awful.
Right? And he's like, it is friggin' delicious. Oh. And he had a sip. Why do I feel weird about it?
Don't feel like you're being weird.
Is that
bad
of me? Okay.
No, it is weird. Like, dude, it's weird.
It's human 100%. Milk.
I would never.
I know. And do you know what? I feel bad because as a woman as well, I'm like, no, I cannot. I will not. And when my friends are pregnant and breastfeeding, they always say to me, oh, you're never going to know if we squeeze a little in your mouth. I have to watch them make coffees because I don't trust them. And like, I just don't know why it's such an issue for me, but it makes me feel really weird. I don't want human milk.
As a dad of two, I have, I reckon, once or twice over the last, like, 4 years, accidentally got a little speckle of it in my mouth. Like it's on my hand or it's on, like, because it's in the bottle. Or like sometimes it's expressed
it
into a bottle,
at you.
And it's like, oh.
How did you?
If you use any kind of,
if I stand over here, and you stand over there,
if you use any kind of social media, you've probably come across a meme before.
Oh, here
memes
we
are
go.
Ideas or concepts that spread from person to person through online sharing.
They're not videos.
These can be pictures, videos, or even words or phrases.
Mate, get with the time.
Thank you, internet.
No, don't. You don't. For you, open up the dirty window. The sun illuminates made the words that you cannot find.
What a meme.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Earlier on in the show, I was telling you about Spotify Wrapped, which is coming out in 7 weeks. Now, this is when Spotify gives you a very good rundown of all the genres that you listen to and all the artists you listen to, songs, you know, what are the top songs you've listened to over the past 12 months. And some people are like a little bit embarrassed over what their Spotify Wrapped is. Mm. And so
it's quite revealing. And so then don't share it.
But who cares? Because I love hearing what my friends listen to, and it's great, right? I enjoy what I have as well.
I've had a couple of really solid years of Wiggles.
Yeah, you have.
Dominated.
And so a lot of people are saying, hey, it's coming out in the next 7 weeks. So this is the time if you want to make sure that your Wrapped is curated to be cool. And start listening to things that you want to listen to. And I was like, I don't care because I'm going to be quite embarrassed. This is definitely going to be my number one song this year. Tranquil as a forest,
but on fire within. So this is Mulan, yeah?
Yes. Once you
find your center. We don't have time for you to sit through
to win. You're a spineless, pale,
pathetic lot. And you haven't got a clue. Couldn't have started it there. I'll
make a man out of you. Love it.
started that.
Love it.
30 seconds too early.
It's my shower song. I don't know why. I love it. And it's going to be number one on my Spotify Wrapped, and I don't care. I don't have to explain myself.
No, I know. And we talked about it. And I said one of my favourite Disney songs is Shiny from Moana, which is a Jermaine Clement jam from Flight of the Conchords, which is amazing. Mm. And I concede that when I said a few years ago that Moana was not one of the biggest or best Disney movies of all time, and people came for me, I concede I was wrong.
Yeah, you hadn't seen it at that time.
No, you're right, and it is. It's a wonderful movie.
Yeah. The thing is, I have always been a little bit jealous about something that you did before my time.
Mm. On this show?
BL, before Loggy.
Okay.
And you, with Sarah Marie, your previous co-host, did a Disney-themed show where you had Disney songs, nothing but Disney songs, and you were both dressed up.
Yeah, I was Ariel.
You were Ariel, right? And she was Snow White, and I have always been jealous. Now, proposition for you.
Mm.
I have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for you, a once-in-100-year opportunity. It is Disney's 100-year celebration.
Yeah, this year.
No, it's happening this year. Yeah. But the official date, I just Googled it before, it's October 16.
So that's...
Today is October 12. October 16 is Monday for us, but Tuesday for Disney.
Right. So in America,
our
Tuesday is their Monday.
Yep.
So really it'd be Tuesday the 17th our time. Is their 100-year anniversary. Yeah.
Do you see where I'm going with this?
When you say once in a 100-year opportunity, do you mean to do the same thing I did 3 years ago?
Well, to do it with me.
Okay.
Won't you do it with me, Tom?
You wanna do a Disney show?
Don't you want to? I know you want to. Come on. And it won't just be all Mulan songs.
No.
You can play one of yours. You can play, we can have old Disney. We can have new Disney.
If we can get some Encanto on there, I'll think about it. Because how about this for a jam? Like a drip, 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 that'll never stop. Whoa. Wish that'll dip, 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 till you just go pop. Whoa. Oh. Give it to your sister, your sister's older. Give her all the heavy things we can't shoulder. Who am I if I can't run with the ball? If I fall too much. All right, you can play that if I can play Man Out of You.
Okay.
And then maybe we'll put it to other people so it's not just you and I specific. It's not just 100% Mulan and Encanto songs.
Encanto. Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
No. You're missing out. It's a great movie. Okay, so here's what you're proposing. You're proposing next Tuesday.
Yes.
We do a Disney edition of Tom, Lingy and Loggy.
Yes.
And we play all Disney songs.
Yes.
From 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Yes.
And those songs are voted on by the people.
Yes. And we dress up. Mate, it only happens once in 100 years and the time is next week and it fits perfectly. Come on.
You keep saying the once in 100 years gear.
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right, I am on board if it's what the people want to hear, right?
Okay. Well, who doesn't want to hear it?
We're doing the show. We joke about doing the show for us and sometimes we're serious about doing the show for us, but I want the show needs to be for the people of Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine. So how about this, right? Get on our socials. You put a poll up.
I put one up.
On Instagram?
Currently, 83% of people are saying, oh my God, yes.
Okay. Do you want to hear a Disney show? Just one.
Just one?
Six to nine.
One day only?
Tuesday morning next week. We'll do some Disney gear.
Yes.
We'll play all Disney songs. And we'll celebrate the 100-year anniversary of Disney live on air right here on KROQ 955. You can also call. We don't have to talk on air, but 52232955. Let us know if you're down with Disney.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We've got the report here for the internal temperature of Tom Lewis.
Yep.
4,000 degrees.
I'm feeling hot. Oh, that would have been a fun thing.
That would have been a fun thing. Okay, you type, I'll tell the story. Basically, last night, it was a hot night. It was humid. It was a hot day. You'd think the normal thing to do would be to refresh and cool yourself off in a nice lukewarm/cold shower. But you don't do that.
No, I do not. No, I can't get out of my own way. And that's in lots of senses and lots of parts of my life. But particularly in the shower, it appears. I got in and I thought about it. That's a bit of personal development, isn't it? I thought about it.
Sure.
But I was like, no, Tom, you do not want to have a lukewarm shower, a tepid shower. How awful.
Yeah, no, they're amazing when the weather is hot.
No.
You are the only person that has hot showers.
If I'm not peeling, if I'm not peeling a layer of sort of skin off with the heat of my shower, the hot water, then I'm not doing it right.
It makes no sense. People go to the beach when it's hot to cool off. Mm. They have a cold shower.
Yeah, and they get sandy, and then they come home, and then they wash that sand off with water that should have come out of a kettle.
You're ridiculous, Kirby from Brimley. What say you on hot showers on hot days?
I'm sorry, Loggy. I'm with Tom. I swear I was living the past life. I was some sort of reptile in a past life. I love my hot showers. I wear hoodies. Yesterday I was in my hoodie. I can't help myself either.
Okay. That's just a cold person across the board.
That's, I don't want to say not normal, but not safe is what I will say.
Ed in St. Albans Park, what say you about hot showers on hot days, my friend?
Hot showers are the way to go. A cold shower is invigorating, but I find that after a nice hot shower, I actually feel a lot cleaner.
Yeah.
Lather, rinse, repeat, and it works better.
Okay. No. How do you get stains out with your clothes? You don't do it with cold water, do you?
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
You can wash with cold water.
It's not open for discussion.
What?
That's not a...
Come on, Kathleen in Lovely Banks. Be the voice of reason. Hot showers on hot days are what?
A big, fat, juicy yes.
Oh!
Brilliant.
You got me for a second.
So, for example, absolutely. 40 degree day, it gets to the end of the day, still, you're sweaty and all that. You got to get in the shower, and what are you doing?
I'm having a hot shower.
Yeah,
my husband and my toddler are in the bath, having a nice cool bath, and I'm in the shower, scorching hot. Even if I come out and I complain I'm hot, at least I still had a really nice hot shower and I feel absolutely squeaky clean.
Yeah,
I feel for your bathrooms, you know, because you're making its own ecosystem in there.
What?
Yeah. Hot air, hot water. Mate, you're going to create a thunderstorm, an asthma thunderstorm warning.
Oh, okay.
Seriously, be careful. I'm just worried about your safety.
All right, let's stay in Lovely Banks with Tanya. Tanya, what do you think about hot showers on hot days, friend?
The hotter, the better. It's scorching water for me.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she's a fiery Macedonian.
So are you. What are you?
No, I'm not hot.
No. Okay, well, there we go. I'm not the only one, and I will continue on with our hot shower ways.
Make sure that your ambulance cover is up to date.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.